The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Pesach should be shleim b'chamit averia chayev. Rav Chista says someone who cooks using the hot springs of Tveria. In Tveria, Northern Eretz Yisrael, there are natural hot springs which come from underground. Someone who cooks food using the hot water from these springs on Shabbos is potter. As the Gemara explains, because it's not told as eish, it's not water which has been cooked up with fire, but rather it's natural hot springs, and therefore minan Torah it's not considered as bishul, and someone who does it on Shabbos will be potter. However, says the Gemara, someone who cooks a korban Pesach in these hot springs will be chayev. As the Gemara explains, it doesn't mean you're chayev the iser of al tochel mimenu no uvasher umuvushal b'moyim. When the Torah says you have to eat a korban Pesach, it says it must be roasted on a fire and shouldn't be eaten neither raw nor cooked in water. The Gemara explains that here we're not talking about someone being over the iser of uboshem uvusham amayim, because just like we said by Hilchos Shabbos, it's not considered as bishul because it's not told as eish. So too, when it comes to cooking a korban Pesach, to be over the lav of bishul of a korban Pesach, it doesn't count because it's not told as eish. The iser one will be over, however, is the Torah says ki imtsli eish. The Torah says al tochel mimenu no uvashel uvusham amayim ki imtsli eish. You're not allowed to eat the korban Pesach any other way other than being, if it's roasted on the fire. And in this case, it's not considered obviously as being roasted on the fire, so you'll be over that issa. You won't, however, be over the issa of eating korban Pesach which has been cooked in water, because again, this type of hot spring is not told as eish, and therefore it's not called bishul, not legabe hilchos Shabbos, and not legabe hilchos korban Pesach. So says Rav Chista. The question a number of achronim ask is, how, in practical terms, is the shaila of the Gemara relevant? Because the hot springs that are mentioned in the Gemara are in Tveria, which is in the north part of Eretz Yisrael, next to the Yam Kineret. Now we know the Korban Pesach must be eaten in Yerushalayim. If you take the Korban Pesach out of Yerushalayim, it becomes posel b'yotze. The Korban Pesach becomes posel, so by the time you get to Tveria, the Korban Pesach will no longer be kosher. And therefore you cannot be over any issue of cooking it or eating it the wrong way, because it's a korban Pesach which is possible anyway. So why is the Gemara discussing a case which of a korban Pesach which has been cooked in Chamei Tveria, in the hot springs of Tveria, and explaining that you won't be over the issue of Boshel Mavushel, but you will be over the issue of Kiyim Sliyesh? Surely the whole Shaila is not relevant, because it can never happen, because by the time you've taken it to Tveria, you would be Poisel, the korban Pesach B'yotze. So, the first obvious suggestion is, if the Gemara is discussing a case about someone who filled up a keli with hot springs in Tveria and brought it to Yerushalayim, and then cooked the korban Pesach in Yerushalayim in this hot water, which is not told as eish because it's natural hot springs. The trouble with this teretz is that by bringing the water in a keli, that keli is now a keli sheni. And as far as Minat Torah, the Isra of Bishul, it's only in a keli rishon, in the original keli which contained the water which was cooked on the fire. Once you transfer the food or the water into a keli sheni, it does not have any more the koyach to be mavashal Minat Torah. So hot springs that are very brought in a keli to Yerushalayim will anyway not be over any Issa d'oraisa, because it's a keli sheni, so it's not shaych bishul. So that can't be the teretz. Well, perhaps we could suggest that the Gemara is giving an example. Chamei Tveria are the classic hot springs of Tveria, but it's lav dafka b'shaila. B'shaila is also if there was similar types of hot springs in Yerushalayim. The Gemara describes the case of Chamei Tveria because they were the well-known hot springs. But obviously the shaila is not negeir to Tveria. The shaila will be negeir in a similar hot spring were it to occur naturally in Yerushalayim. The difficulty with this is, the Gemara in Sachin Bachesam and Beis says, Omar Rav Destoy, Rav Yana, I'm in Pimei Ma, Ein Chamita Vera B'Yerushalayim. Kedoy Shalei Yuhu, Aile Rigolim, Oimrim, Il Mole Lohanin, Lele Lechetz, B'Chamita Vera, Dayenu. Nim Shali, Ashele Lishmo. Rav Destoy, Rav Yana, I pointed out that there are no hot springs, natural hot springs in Yerushalayim. There are no Chamita Vera in Yerushalayim. And the reason is, because if there were, then people coming up to Aliyah Leregel might say that the reason why they're coming up is for the hot springs and not for the mitzvah of Aliyah Leregel, and therefore it will turn out that Aliyah Leregel is Shelo Lishmo. So because of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that there are no hot springs of Tveri in Yerushalayim. So that can't be the explanation of our Gemara. Well now, the Taz in Yerodea, in the end of Siman Tzadik Beis, quotes a Maharil. Maharil says that if you take a keli, a ladle in his case, and put it inside a keli rishon, which is standing on the fire, and take out from that some soup or some food, then the ladle itself becomes a keli rishon and not a keli sheni. If you pour from the keli rishon into another keli, the second keli is a keli sheni. But if you put the second keli inside the keli rishon and scoop out of it the hot food or the hot drink, then it itself becomes a keli rishon because it has been inside the keli rishon. So this is a machlokes. The Taz quotes the Maharil saying it nonetheless retains the status of a keli sheni. But the Taz argues on this, and the Taz says, like we said, that that becomes a keli rishon and not a keli sheni. So although the Taz quotes the Maharil saying that even if you put the ladle inside, it's a keli sheni, the Taz himself holds it becomes a keli rishon. The Taz go on to bring a Tosfos which is mistapek, whether that has a suffix, whether it's got a din of a keli rishon or a keli sheni, halach el ha-maisa, so that we would have to go luchumro with this and deraisa. However, if the keli, the ladle which you place inside the keli rishon, is left there for a certain time, then everyone would agree that it has the status of a keli rishon. Because once it's inside the keli rishon and it's, the food has been boiled up inside the ladle, then even the Maharil would agree it has a status of a keli rishon. In fact, the Mishnah Brura in Siman Shin Yud Ches, Sifkot and Pei Zayin, also is machmir and says that if one takes from a keli rishon with a ladle, with a cup, or with another keli which one places inside it, rather than pour from the keli rishon, then the keli which you have placed inside the keli rishon also becomes a keli rishon. Yesh omim de dinuka keli rishon. So says the Mishnah Brura there. There are two other places in the Mishnah Brura where he says not like that. In Siman Reish Nun Gimel, Sifkot and Pei Dalet, there the Mishnah Brura says that if you're pouring from a keli rishon into another keli which has got food in it already, you should do it only with a ladle and not pour direct, because there'll be a problem of iru keli rishon. Pouring directly from the keli rishon onto food has the same status as the keli rishon, and therefore says the Mishnah Brura, rather use a cuff, use a ladle. Well, according to the Mishnah Brura in Shin Yud Ches Sifkot and Pei Zayin, we should be machmir even with a ladle, because once the ladle has been placed inside the keli rishon, it itself becomes a keli rishon. Lechoyla, we have to say that in Siman Reish Nun Gimel, Sifkot and Pei Dalet, the Mishnah Brura is more makel, because there it's talking about pouring onto food which is in the keli sheni, and although we are machmir and we say yesh bishul acha bishul b'dovah lach, if it's gone completely cold, once food has completely cooled down, even if it's a liquid, if it's a liquid and it's completely cooled down, if you heat it up again, there is an issur of bishul. Nonetheless, there is an opinion of the Rashba who says ein bishul al acha bishul b'dovah lach, even if it's nistan in a gamma, even if it's gone completely cold in between. And therefore, though we don't hold like that Rashba, in the case where we're using a cuff, but seer of the Rashba, the Mishnah Brura is makil to consider the ladle as a keli sheni and not a keli rishon. That's a suggestion why the Mishnah Brura here is makil. The Mishnah Brura in Siman Shin Yud Ches Sifkot Men Hey also says that using a cuff, using a ladle, would help and would be considered a keli sheni rather than the keli rishon. Here again, lechora it's b'tzir of the nami kula. There are opinions of old ein bishul achar afil, And although, again, we're normally machmir, but in that case the Mishnah Brura seems to be makel, as far as with the tziruf of the fact that the kaf could be used as a keli sheni. So in two places we find the Mishnah Brura is makel to consider a ladle which has been placed into a keli rishon as a keli sheni, the Gabi Hilchos Shabbos. Although in both cases, l'chora, it's together with the tziruf of another smith, another reason to be makel. However, in principle, in Chinyin Ches, we've gotten Pesach, and the Mishnah Brura seems to be machmer and holds, like the Taz, that the Keli Rishon, which has been placed inside, the Keli which has been placed inside the Keli Rishon and scooped up food from there, itself becomes a Keli Rishon. Bearing this in mind, this is the Egle Tal, in Melechus Ha'ofer, Kaf Vov base, that could be an answer to our question. How can one cook a Korban Pesach in the Chamei Tveria? There are no Chamei Tveria in Yerushalayim, and if you take it out of Yerushalayim, it becomes possibly Yotze. The answer is, if you put a empty Keli inside the Chamei Tveria, it itself becomes a Keli Rishon and not a Keli Sheni. And then if you manage to keep this Keli hot, wrapped up, till you get to Yerushalayim, and the water's still hot, and then you cook the Korban Pesach in it, that would be a Hechet Timsi of Pesach Nisbashav L'Chamei Tveria, which the Gemara has to say, a Chidush is not considered Togus Eish, and therefore you're not over the Issel of Basham or Basham or Mine. The Imre Emes is quoted as saying a similar teretz with a slight extra addition to make it a little bit more practical, that if you put it, use a thermos flask and dip the thermos flask into the Chamei Tveria and then close it, that's a practical way of keeping the water hot till it gets to Yerushalayim, and it would still be considered a Keli Rishon, according to the Taz, who says that if you dip an empty Keli inside hot water or food which is in a Keli Rishon, it itself becomes a Keli Rishon. So that's one possibility of explaining the Gemara. There is another possibility which takes a different direction altogether, and that is that perhaps we're talking about B'shas Heter Abomus. Before the Beis HaMikdash was built, people could bring korbanos whenever they wanted. If it was a korban tzibur, you had to bring it in the bomo gedola, which was in Noiv or Givon. But the korban yochid, everyone could bring wherever they wanted to. The trouble with this answer is that a korban pesach lechoyer has got to deal with a korban tzibur, and it has to be brought to the bomo gedola. So it has to be brought in Noiv or Givon. You couldn't bring Korban Pesach in your own private Mizbeach in Tveria. So the Egle Tal suggests that perhaps we're talking about Pesach Sheni. The halachas of Korban Pesach Sheni are more or less identical to the halachas of Pesach Rishon, and certainly with regard to the Korban itself, you're not allowed to eat it Boshel Mubushal Malayim. Maybe the Gemara's Mafkamin would be the other Pesach Sheni. However, the Egle Tal points out that the Chor Pesach Sheni had also got a din on Korban Tzibur and must be brought in the Bama Gedola and not in the Bama Katana. So that can't be the terrace. However, there's a tshuva of there's a Hagos of the Mari Krain, which is found at the back of the Gemara. And he brings me Chochom Echod, who asks this question, what's the Hechad Timsa of Pesach Nishbasha B'chamei Tveria? And he suggests that it could be that it's talking about this Mana Bomis. And then Echonami, you brought the Korban Pesach to the Bama Gedola, you brought the Korban Pesach to Noiv and Givon, and that's where you offered it up. But afterwards, you took the Korban Pesach to eat in Tveria. And that, he says, we can base on the Mishnah in Zavok and Tavkufiyot, based on the base. The Mishnah says, Bo'u Noiv and Givon, and Kal Yisrael came to Noiv and Givon, and they built the Mishkan there, Kodshim Kalim Necholim Chol Yisrael. The Kodshim Kalim can be eaten anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, although the Korban Pesach needs to be offered up in Noiv HaGivon, it can actually be eaten anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, and there's no psul of Yotze. And if so, that can be the Eichet Tums of the Gemara. We're talking about a Korban Pesach which was offered up in Noiv HaGivon, and then was brought afterwards the same day to Tveria, cooked in the Chamei Tveria, and then eaten, and that would be the Eichet Tums of the Gemara. However, Rav Chaim Kaufman Zichron Livracha, in the Sefer Mishchas Shemit, Chelek Beis Siman Mem Zayin, says that it's clear from the Keren Ha'ira in Zvachim Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amud Aleph and in several other places in Zvachim That which the Mishnah says, that Necholim B'chol Ar Yisrael, that Kotshim Kalim or Necholim B'chol Ar Yisrael can be eaten anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, that only refers to Korbanos which themselves can be offered anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. But Kotshim which need to be brought in the Bama Gedolah, such as Korban Tzibur, and in particular Korban Pesach, since they need to be offered up in Levigimun, cannot actually be eaten anywhere else. So although the Mishnah says, Kotzim Kalim Nechonim B'chol Yisrael, that's only Kotzim Kalim which can be offered up anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, can also be eaten anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. But Kotzim, which need to be brought in the Mishkan, or in the Bama Gedolah, in Levigimun, may not be eaten anywhere else. And in fact, the Chaim Kavan and Mishnah Shemim there is a Medayik from Rashi that he seems to hold the same thing, and that would be the interpretation of the Mishnah Zvachim. If that's the case, we cannot use this Mishnah Zvachim as an answer to explain the tips of the Gemara, Pesach Nishpasha Vachame Tiberia. One final tariff brought by the Margolius Hayam, the Ruben Margolius in Sanhedrin Daf Beis, and brought by a number of other Acharonim, is the Medrash which says that lo osid lo in the time to come yispashet Yerushalayim al kol Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim will spread out over all of Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael will yispashet over the whole world. In that case, according to this Medrash, lo osid lo will have a ketimtza of the possibility of Pesach shenispashet b'chamei Tiberia. How so? Because the whole of Eretz Yisrael will be considered Yerushalayim, and therefore there will be no Psul of Yotzei if one takes the Korban Pesach all the way to Tiberia and cooks it there. And that possibly is enough gemina that he attempts in the Gemara when the Gemara says Pesach shenisbasha b'chame Tiberia chayev.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.